Terrace.com with manager Mark Moseley after a hard-fought 2-1 win at home to Hampden and Richmond. Mark, well, thoughts on that game?
Yeah, it was a tough afternoon. A bit of a tough watch as well at times for us. We certainly didn't get into our rhythm today. Obviously had the postponement last week and it's almost looked like it sort of broke our stride a little bit, and you know, I was hoping we'd come out but play a little bit better than we did. But having said that, again, true testament to the boys that their attitude and endeavour, and you know, things weren't going as smoothly as we'd like to, but you know, we created some good chances still. Unfortunately missed those, but and took some good chances. It was quite an open game actually, quite a counter-attacking game. It was almost like a basketball game at one point, you know, attack. We got our goals on the counter. Some real pleasing bits still out there, you know. Like I said, the mentality of the boys to dig deep when they're not playing so well, and also, you know, the goals were well worked as well. Like I said, you can't be too down when you win.
No, it's the old saying, isn't it? Good teams win when they play well.
And I think that's a good sign that, you know, we haven't played our best today and we've won. But full credit to Hampton, they made it a very difficult afternoon for us.
Yeah, do you reckon that sort of 10 days off, because obviously we had the postponement last week, yeah, like you said, do you reckon that affected us mentally and on the pitch today?
We can't give excuses and it shouldn't do, but out there at times it looked like it had, you know, whether we'd just, you know, like I said, just broke a little bit of rhythm or what, I don't know, but there's still enough good bits out there to get the job done, yeah. But like I said, from our standards, we're always looking to be the best we can. We know there was areas to improve on, but like I said, we were fairly solid. It was a bit too close to comfort for our liking. Didn't quite get a foothold in the game and really take control of it the way I would have liked for us being at home.
Yeah.
But like I said, nothing comes easy and this league is tough. And Hampton have shown just how tough this league is again today. And we've had to fight and scrap for them 3 points. And it just shows that we've got a strong underbelly.
Yeah, and with another positive, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we moved up to second with that win today. So it's another, just like Josh, another step towards where we want to be.
Yeah, look. Definitely, you know, we can't, you know, I'm not really paying too much attention to the league table at the moment. We just pay attention to each game and trying to prepare the best we can and get our processes right. We've come up short in a couple of areas today, not as sharp, you know, looked a little bit rusty at times, but you know, we've got the job done. We've won today, and we've just got to make sure we keep striving to improve.
And probably give credit to Hampden, they pressed as well, and then the two goals on the counter attack, it sort of suited us that second half, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I think the second half was always going to open up. First half, they were coming, they were very compact, very tight, and we found it hard to break them down. And we almost had the wind with us, so we couldn't, any ball in behind sort of just sort of blew off the pitch, picked up the wind and went in behind. So they could get quite a high line and they could make it quite tight and compact and compress the spaces, which made it hard for us to break them down and move them around. So I always felt the second half the game was going to open up and we'd have more chances to attack, which happened really. But it's a sloppy goal from our point of view, but at the same time our goal lived a charm life twice. I think they hit the crossbar twice, one unbelievable strike in the first half. He's caught on a volley from 30 yards and hit the stanchion. That would have been like a great goal, and then they nearly had one when they hit the crossbar again. But we had good chances ourselves that we spurned. So we're delighted to get the 3 points in a tough afternoon.
Yeah, and credit to Josh McCoy for that goal. Football league standard, that one.
I think that's one of the big positives from today as well, was the return of Ollie Harefield and Josh McCoy. Josh showed his quality again, didn't he, with a great finish tucked in and, you know, almost curled that into the top corner. So great finish from him. You know, Ollie Harefield 90 minutes as well, so again they're massive pluses for us. You know, Robbo, Sam Sherring, Callum Buckley, you know, and Jack Hoey all on the men now as well. So we're picking up points and we've still some players to come back as well. So things are looking okay today, but we know we've got to work. We know we've got to still continue to work hard, and we've got to be better than we were today if we want to continue to climb this league.
Yeah, and another week's break now with the Hemel game postponed. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, another shame. Another break in our fixture schedule, which is unforeseen again. You know, vandalism last week and international call-ups this week. So
thought at this level.
Yeah, exactly. So you weren't expecting it come a bit out of the blue, but look, it is what it is. We can only control what we can control, and we've got to utilise the time the best we can, and look forward to the next time we play, which
just the FA Trophy.
It's just the FA Trophy, so we're not sure where we are, what we're doing at the moment. So, yeah, but, you know, we don't mind who we got. How it pans out, we'll continue to work hard in training, try and keep improving.
Okay, thank you, Mark. We'll see you 23rd in 2 weeks' time for the next game.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.